Mean-eyed cat. I've got 9 lives and nothing to lose.
Inflation. Inflation is an increase in the general level of prices or the cost of living. And inflation is currently happening in Lagos State due to the increment in bus prices, that is, downfall buses. They have decided to increase their prices due to the Keke and Okada ban, which happened a few weeks ago on the 3rd of February 2020. By the Lagos State government. Now, this is not just going to affect the downfall buses, the BRTs and the LAG buses, which are cheaper and which people prefer and is more comfortable for them, would also be increased on the 1st of March 2020, which was stated in punch by the managing director of LAMATA, that is Lagos Metropolitan Area Transport Authority, Mr. Abiodun Dabiri. It will go from a 20% to a 50% on different routes that this bus pass.
So yes, yeah, Sarah and Uche expressing their views.
For me, I think the bus drivers or conductors are not actually supposed to increase the price on anything because it's really affecting the masses. Everybody has their suggestion or their complaints. But for we that don't have a means of transportation of our own, the fact that we're using the bus and everything, it affects us because we can't get easy access to most vehicles now. You have to stand at the bus stop to get the one that suits you according to your budget. Do you understand me? It doesn't make any sense for them to increase the price because how can I be paying 300 or 250 for the place that I've been paying 100 naira or 150, it doesn't make any sense. So I think they should just work on it. I think it's just for them to, like, it's a means for them to just extort from people since the other means of transportation is no longer there. Since the keke is not there, the bike is not there. So they feel, if you don't enter, another person will enter. Even though, yes, that's true, but they are not actually considering others. How about those that don't even have up to that? I think it's partly ignorance and partly illiteracy because nobody with his proper sense or with sympathy would want to add price to where you know or on a rate that you know that people, most people are even having difficulties paying that money. At least I've been in a bus once or twice and you see someone coming to you and telling you, ah, please sister, can you add 50 naira for me? Can you add 100 naira? When they've already begged the conductor that, oga, I have just 150, oga, I have 200, I don't have up to this one. But still, the conductor will still say, don't enter. So they have no choice than for them to enter and ask someone beside them, ah, please, can you help me? Then another thing is, why I said this ignorance is because what you've not passed through, you get, you cannot see the problem that you are causing. Most of them, they don't go through bus. Since they have their vehicles, they have everything, they just feel, ah, I enter my bus, carry passenger. So they don't know what others are going through. I don't know. I just think beyond the government, I just think we need to work on ourselves. Because this increase in price for the bus fare, it is not the government. It is not the fault of the government, even though, yes, they've taken keke or bike away. If everybody or every Nigerian will feel like this is not the time for me to spite at another Nigerian, because it is not you, it's not me that said, okay, remove the keke or remove the bikes. It is the government that removed it. So you don't need to cause problem for your fellow Nigerian. So I just feel, if everybody can just sit down and realize that you don't need to cause more harm to what is going on, I think that's when everything will be fine in Nigeria. Because basically, everybody, once there is one problem, if you notice, once one issue comes up, everybody wants to look for an opportunity to get what they can get from that particular issue on ground. Omonile. It will affect them negatively because most of them, they stand on the road as agbero to collect money from the keke, collect money from bike. They won't have all those ogunja, according to what they call it, they won't have it any longer. Instead, they will focus more on the buses. So I think, to an extent, that's why most of the buses, they increase their price, because they have lots of agbero to settle. They have everybody, even the police themselves, they still have to settle some of them. Do you understand? That's going to be a very, very big problem, because the market women, or those that goes to buy things from like my 12, my 2, border and all, it will affect transporting their things back to their shops or something, because nobody will want to lose gain. If they are buying something from like the border, or they are buying something from, what's it called, my 2, at a point they will calculate their transport into what they are selling. So prices of everything will just go high, and it will be difficult for even those that can't even get garri to drink. How much more those that will not say, okay, let me even go and get this at the market. It will be extremely difficult. For now, I don't know, but you know, our fuel in Nigeria today is up, tomorrow is down. We're always having issues on fuel matter. There was a time I was going to K2. I stood at that BRT park at TBS for more than 1 hour 30 minutes. There was no bus. We had bought tickets. So how long will this bus be able to convey Lagosians to their place of work, to wherever they are going to? That's one question.
Very bad, though, this period. A lot of things going on. The buses increased the prices of the fare because you see there are more passengers on the road now and people are getting more stranded. So people would do anything to pay and get to their locations. In as much as I'm not a white collar man, but I have to get to work as early as 6 so I can meet up with them. So I don't mind paying, like now, I pay 300 naira from Oshodi to VI Hotel roundabout. But because of the incident, we pay 400-500 naira to get to Hotel roundabout now. I don't even mind paying it, like I have to get to work early so I can meet up. That's a problem we're facing now, but said people getting stranded, and then because the bus drivers gain more, knowing that people will definitely jump into their bus saying any price just to get to work early and get home early too. They are doing it in their own selfish interest, raising the prices, because they know you don't have any other option except you go for Uber.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.